Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
I'm John Mark. How are you?
Great. And the last time we talked about several ribbon cuttings, and there have been so many, and we ran out of time, and there's still another one that we should talk about. And this was recently at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. They have a new attraction there.
They had a
ribbon cutting.
It's a dedication. It's what this was for. And it's called Sullivan's River. And Madeline Sullivan, I don't know if you know Kathleen Putin, it's her mother, and she was in the hospital, and she couldn't come, and she said she didn't want us to have it without her. So this is phase one that we dedicated on Wednesday, and it was really, really, really good. Charlene asked me to come over, and we did a ribbon cutting, and they have it's on the outside part of the Children's Museum on the north side, and where they put the great big boat art tree that was downtown. And this is a dry riverbed, and it's got rocks inside it, and it slopes downhill. It will not hold water, supposedly, and it's got fossils in it, and the kids can come look at the fossils and stuff, and they're thinking about planting some shark's teeth and stuff like that in there, like you would find in a natural riverbed. I think they still have to move. The university has helped them with getting some of these rocks moved in. The city has helped them move it, doing this stuff. There's been a lot of people that really volunteered to help them get this put in there. And it really is going to be fun for the kids. And they're thinking that now that they're going to put like a bridge over it. And it's just no telling what's going to happen with Kathleen Wooten involved in it.
Well, Independence Day, 4th of July is right around the corner. And you've been just running your legs off getting ready for that, I know.
Well, you'd think I'd lose a little weight doing that sort of stuff.
You will.
Yeah, but yes, it's going to be the 3rd of July. On Friday out at Centennial Park by Eddie Moore Sports Complex. And we've got three great bands that are going to be there this year. Trainwreck is going to perform for us. The Birthright Blues Project is going to perform, as well as Out of Hand Band. And Alliance Bank is going to be cooking for us to sell hot dogs and hamburgers. KETR is going to do simulcast. I mean, I don't know if you're going to come out there and do that or not.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
And that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have a dunking booth. The Kiwanis Bash Bug is going to be there. McDonald's is going to be there with stuff. We've got Kona Ice. We've got bounce houses. We've got obstacle courses. And then, of course, we've got the best fireworks show in Northeast Texas that night from Pyrotechs over at Leonard, Texas. And all it costs is a can of food for the food bank. And it'd be a great, great event for us, as well as helping the food bank. So we're really looking forward to it.
We're talking with Paul Voss, who's the Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. And you have it on Friday, July 3rd. I guess there's just too many towns who are having celebrations for them all to have it on the 4th of July.
Well, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, we can save a whole lot of money. If we do it on the 4th, it's exactly double the cost.
Is that right?
It's exactly double. And I don't want to break your heart and tell you how much it costs to have this this on, but so we're doing it on Thursday. On Friday night, the 3rd. And our rainout day is for Sunday. If for some reason we have a rain deal, it will be on the 5th. But right now we're planning for everybody to come out on the 3rd, and we're looking forward for a big crowd this year. We've already got permission from from Blake Cooper and the CISD to fire our fireworks off on their property over that adjoins the park, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at 6, and the fireworks go off at dusk, so from 6 to 9:30, they would come out and have a real good time with a lot of good people from Commerce, Texas, and as well as listen to some good music, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we're just inviting everybody to come. Please come.
And then as soon as the 4th of July Independence Day event is over, then you get focused on the Bodark Bash. Not that you aren't already. That's going to be coming up before you know it, September 25th and 26th, and you're well into your plans for that.
Well, right? Into the plans for that. We've got some surprise guests that are really going to be blow people's socks off in Commerce, Texas this year. So it's going to be fun.
You're excited about your headlining act, right?
Yes.
But you can't say who yet.
I can't say who it is yet. We haven't. Our contract is not finalized yet, but there's a whole lot of people here that are going to really, really love this.
And okay, good.
So it's going to be, well, it's the 30th anniversary, too. So you might as well go on and have a really blowout for the 30th anniversary.
Is that right? Sure. Wow, yeah, absolutely. You really do have to. You got to make it special. All right. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you, John Mark. I appreciate you.
Good. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.